Testimonies for the Church, containing messages of warning and instruction to Seventh-day Adventists. Chapter 5. A Solemn Warning. San Jose, California, June 28, 1905. I wish to sound a note of warning to our people nigh and afar off. An effort is being made by those at the head of the medical work in Battle Creek to get control of property over which, in the sight of the heavenly courts, they have no rightful control. I write now to guard ministers and lay members from being misled by those who are making these efforts. There is a deceptive working going on to obtain property in an underhand way. This is condemned by the law of God. I will mention no names, but there are doctors and ministers who have been influenced by the hypnotism exercised by the father of lies. Notwithstanding the warnings given, Satan's sophistries are being accepted now, just as they were accepted in the heavenly courts. The science by which our first parents were deceived is deceiving men today. Ministers and physicians are being drawn into the snare. I have sent warnings to many physicians and ministers, and now I must warn all our churches to beware of men who are being sent out to do the work of spies in our conferences and churches, a work instigated by the father of falsehood and deception. Let every church member stand true to principle. We have been told what would come, and it has come. The enemy has been working under a species of scientific devising, even as he worked in Eden. I cannot specify all now, but I say to our churches, beware of the representations coming from Battle Creek that would lead you to disregard the warnings given by the Lord about the effort to make that a great educational center. Let not your sons and daughters be gathered there to receive their education. Powerful agencies have been stealthily working there to sow the seeds of evil. I must speak plainly. It is presented to me that the condition of things is just what we were warned that it would be, unless the messages of heaven were received by the leaders of the medical work in Battle Creek. But notwithstanding the warnings given, some to whom they have been sent stand up in self-confidence as if they knew all that it was needful for them to know. They claim that they are right in the sight of God, while they disregard the very warnings God has given and deny every danger. Thus, they show their need of turning away from the seductive spirit that is working to destroy faith in the messages of warning given in the past. Very adroitly, some have been working to make of no effect the testimonies of warning and reproof that have stood the test for half a century. At the same time, they deny doing any such thing. One says, "Sister White, I have surrendered. I have waited long to see wherein the surrender was manifested, but there has been a deeper working of the spirit of division than ever before, and a greater determination to do those things that will separate souls from righteousness and judgment and verity. Again, I say to all, keep your families away from Battle Creek. Those who have so often opposed the efforts to remove from Battle Creek will some of them be seduced from the truth. The warnings that have come were none too soon. The Lord will again visit Battle Creek in judgment. Those who wish to train their families to be workers in the cause of the Lord cannot afford to place them under the seducing influences that will tend to spoil their faith and lead them to become infidels. I warn those who have acted and are acting a part in this seductive work to break the spell that is upon them. Warnings have been sent to many. Let our church members beware how they allow the influence of those who have turned away from these warnings to extend from church to church and to other states.